back into the thick of it. It's Tuesday, but Tuesday is my Monday, I guess, really. Mondays, I like to stay at home and spend it with the little boy. I tend to dread it, actually, sometimes. On the Sunday night, I'm thinking, oh no, tomorrow's going to be so hard, full of sick and poo and wee and trouble. He's been a bit ill recently as well. I got back from Hong Kong and he was not well at all. I was not well at all, so I was dreading it a little bit more than normal. But halfway through the day, I suddenly remember my dread and I'm thinking, what was that all about? We've had a fantastic day, and at the end of the day, I'm thoroughly rewarded. It's wonderful. It's wonderful and weird and scary, and it's just living. It really is living. I never thought I'd say that. Why are people flashing me? I guess I should turn my lights on, even though we can see a mile ahead. Gordon Bennett. So yeah, back into the thick of it, and I'm on the way to London to see Benny Crime and the editing suite of Pink Pigeon. Last time I went away and did a big project, I had Emmy Award-winning Bill Kamak edit some images together with some background music and a voiceover, which was very nice. He kindly offered to do that, and he did a cracking job. This time, I wanted to oversee the edit, so it needed to work a little bit closer to home, and I also wanted somebody who was maybe a little bit out of the ordinary, not only in the average everyday life, but also in the way that he works. So Benny Crime, crop to mind. He has a good reputation as someone who gets the job done as well, so looking forward to that. Plus, he's just gone out and bought some brand new toys to enhance his already awesome editing suite. So I'm looking forward to giving him a couple of days' work and getting to work with him. And, of course, learning along the way. I look forward to picking Benny's brains, not in the physical sense, obviously, in the metaphorical sense, and learning a little bit about Final Cut Pro, something which I probably should know more about. I've got Final Cut Express on my computer, and how embarrassing is this? I've never ever opened it up. No, that's a lie. I installed it, opened it up, thought, what the hell? Went back to iMovie. So yeah, onward and upward. And for me, when you have networks on the likes of Twitter and other social media applications, it pays dividends to dip in and out of those who know. If ever I want to know a little bit about video theory and kind of the concepts behind the creative process, so on and so forth, I speak to Rupert Howe. He knows stuff, a lot of stuff, and he's been doing this a long time. He specialises. I don't necessarily specialise. I'm a jack of all trades. I like to be able to be the person that gets dropped in by parachute with a small satchel of tech, and I can competently use all of it. Not necessarily specialise, but work my way around that bag using bits and bobs as and when is needed. If I want to talk tech regarding infrastructure of any kind of... I can't even think of the words, are that complicated. Anything to do with infrastructure, I speak to Nick Butler, Loudmouth Man, kind of security expert as well. If ever I have stuff that comes through, I'm like, I don't know what this is, Nick. He'll go, leave it alone, don't touch it. If ever I want to talk tech on the geeky side of things, when we're talking hardware and mashing up of even software, actually, he's pretty clued up. Phil Campbell knows his stuff when it comes to the... he comes from an old school of having servers for gaming clans and all kinds of stuff, so he knows his stuff around that department. Doing a bit of work at the moment with Buddha Magnet. He seems to know how to... he's a bit like the Jackson Pollock of coding, because I guess he just throws stuff at the screen, and it just seems to stick, and those patterns work, and the stuff works. So yeah, he's nice to work with. You see where I'm going with all this? There are specialists out there. Richard Mackney is another guy I like to contact, to talk to, especially about Ramposterous. He seems to have, I mean, he obviously knows coding and CSS and stuff like that, and he just, he's got a designer's mind, photographic, you know, he's kind of makes things look pretty and knows where the layout should be. Del Boy Dare is such a great illustrator and designer as well. I could go on about people I know, most of which I've met in real life. I haven't met Mackney, which is weird, but and respect and think these people have specialised in certain things, and I like that in a person, because they'll always be needed and wanted, and their skills shine out above the likes of me, who tends to blag it a lot of the time. But I'm hoping that comes across as an honest, let's just get this done, worry about the quality later. I'm not going to say any more. I'm meant to be editing a really, really important bit of video over the next couple of days. Hopefully, I'll be able to tap into Benny Crime's insanity and all of this will be okay. So on the way to London, hands-free in Bongo Mentally, heading to Milton Keynes, where I will catch a train into the big city. Big, scary city for a country boy like me. So as I said, Tuesday's my Monday.